Thank you. So I'm going to start this story by mentioning that I'm a very incredibly lucky person. I had the privilege when I was 22 and I was leaving theater school, I did something that every theater student does. I decided that I was going to start a theater company, and this one was going to be different. And my friend invited me to these meetings my last summer in college, and we did start a theater company, and we decided that we were going to move this theater company to some mid-sized American city that wasn't the mid-sized American city that we were from, because we wanted to have the fear of epic failure. That's something that we craved. And we didn't know that that's called being an adult. Didn't know that yet. So we threw 50 cities on a whiteboard, did some research on traffic and weather, and picked Baltimore to move to from Denver. Now, 10 years ago, if you had told me that Denver was a cool place to be from, I would not have believed you. But now everyone's moving there. I didn't know that was going to happen. I didn't know that if we'd all bought houses in Denver 10 years ago, we'd be fucking millionaires now. I had no idea. This was not a thing. So we all picked up and moved to Baltimore, a place that like two of the 10 of us had been to like go to the aquarium when we were in middle school. We didn't know what we were doing. But that was great. That was a beautiful thing. We moved here. We were terrified and immensely in love with one another. There is a kind of love among young theater people that, like, okay, so you think you love your children and your parents, but there is a whole other love. It's like love for your children and your parents. You know, fictional lovers torn apart by war. Young theater people. The kind of affection that they have for one another is so vast and so incredible and so personal. We, based on that love and out of fear, we didn't make any other friends for like 2 years. And we started a company here, and we found a home in a place called Load of Fun at the time. It was the most, we speak of Load of Fun now the way that you might speak to your husband or wife about your first shitty apartment in Brooklyn or in Baltimore or in DC, where if you had to live there now, you would sooner hang yourself. But at the time, it was like the most romantic thing that you could do. It was a converted office furniture warehouse and former car dealership, and we decided to make theater there. And we by this time, we'd hit our stride a little bit. You know, we were producing work that people seemed to enjoy, and we had created a little bit of a following. And it was about our fourth season, and we were about knee-deep into it. And something happens in everyone's lives when you in your mid to late 20s through your early 30s, and that something is that people start having children, and they do it before and after your mid 20s to early 30s for sure. But it's that time where you have to force yourself to stop saying, when someone tells you they're pregnant, "What the fuck are you gonna do?" That's the line about 26, 27, when you have to retrain your brain into going, "Wowee!" So we're knee-deep in rehearsal process for this show in our third or fourth season, and we decided to bring it back family style. No guest artists, just us, just the Carrots, just the family. And one of our actors and her husband, who was the artistic director of the company at the time, called us in for a little family meeting, and they said, "There's something we have to discuss." And, you know, things got very quiet. And they said, "We're pregnant. We're having a baby." And Thinking about it now, goosebumps. It was our first family baby. We were so excited. And this couple had worked so hard to get pregnant. They had gone through fertility treatments. Their money, their hopes, their dreams, 2 years of their lives were sunk into this process. And so not only were we excited that we're all about to be aunts and uncles, but our beloved brother and sister, for lack of a better word, their dreams are coming true in every respect. And we were so excited. But here's the catch, right? So she's in this show. She's doing a great job in this show. And her doctor has told her, you need to be careful. This is a high-risk pregnancy. And there's a couple things you need to stay away from, like fumes. If you've been to Lota Fun, you know that the outdoor area is affectionately nicknamed Graffiti Alley. So there are fumes all of the day and all of the night. The good news is when you go out there and 10 people are spray painting. The bad news is when people are shitting or having sex with each other. Like, good, you're praying for spray paint. But there is spray paint all day and all night. These artists come from all over to come and tag there. And some of the work is incredibly beautiful. And it's still there. We call it the garden. It's still an incredible place to go and see some pretty insane-looking graffiti. And it's really amazing. But presented a bit of a problem for us. And the solution, they presented us with a choice. We can seek out another actor, or we can do this other thing. And we decided to do the other thing. And the other thing was that the actor's husband, we would all show up for call, the actor's husband would walk through the theater 10 minutes before we were all supposed to go on stage and go and say yes or no. If he said yes, the actor would go on stage. We would play the show as we always did. If he said no, the director of the show would slip into the role. It ended up being about half and half. Now, this was crazy. And I think when I think of this story, I think of this woman and I think of this role and I think of it, I think of a classic theater story. You know, I think of a classic theater role. I think of Ophelia or Hedda Gabler or Major Barbara or something. That's the way I feel when I think about this woman in this role and her delivering just solid monologues and classic American theater and all the stuff and Edward Albee and da da da. This was not the case. The show that we were doing was a piece called Milk, Milk, Lemonade, which is about a young boy who lives on a farm and his best friend who is a chicken. And he develops a relationship with a schoolyard bully named Elliot. This woman, this newly pregnant woman, my friend, was playing Elliot, the schoolyard bully, and they play children who engage in a homosexual child relationship that plays out in sort of a kitchen sink drama, where the woman playing Elliot is the man in the relationship, and the boy playing Emery is the woman in the relationship, and it's an absurd play. There's a spider in it, and there's the chicken, and there's a grandma, and it's just wildly absurd. So while all of this drama is going on with this woman that I love, my friend, my talented actor friend, deciding whether or not she can play this role, then when it comes time to play the role, she's not slipping into a corset. She's slipping into a child-sized nude suit with a cloth penis attached to it. Which is the best character to play when you start showing when you're pregnant, by the way. And so all in all, she played about 9 shows. She didn't play about 9 shows. But the takeaway from this for me is that now it's 5 years later, and her daughter, Cadence, is the most beautiful girl in the world. And my friend was the most beautiful schoolyard bully in the world. Thank you.